I have lived in Marion, Ohio for my entire life. I always thought that someday I would make it out of this place, and though my life is not yet over, I feel like I'm stuck. I am a 30-year-old, divorced, single mother of two children. I am average in height and build. I can hold a conversation with anyone, and love to meet new people and experience new things, like live music, interesting foods, and good movies. Yet somehow, I find it impossible to meet someone in this godforsaken town to actually begin a meaningful relationship with. Today, we will be reviewing the last four dates I've had with the winners of Marion County's Single Male Club. You could be the judge. These dates will be rated on 4 points: job, living arrangements, transportation, and all-around assessment. Date number one. I met this winner through a mutual friend on Facebook. He seemed normal enough, though opinionated, heavily opinionated, about everything, ever. He was just slightly funny enough to get my attention, and one late night asked me if I wanted to come to his place to watch a movie. I agreed to the movie, then he suggested dinner beforehand. I agreed to that as well. We had a back-and-forth argument about all the places in this town that we did not like to eat at, and we settled on Wendy's. I do not like Wendy's, but I had a feeling that he was a fast-food junkie, so I let it slide. When I arrived at the eatery, I saw he was wearing a tattered t-shirt and jeans. I had worn makeup, for no good reason. I ordered off the dollar menu because I wasn't clear on the payment arrangement of the evening. He did pay for the meal, a plus. I cost him $5 that night, including the Frosties he ordered for us for dessert. After that, we drove to his house, on a pretty shady side of town. He then picked out one of his favorite movies for us to watch together, Orgasmo, by the men that created South Park. To put it simply, this movie is about porn. A very interesting first date choice. And while I enjoyed the film to the best of my abilities, it did not encourage me to want to see this person again. Oh, and afterward, during conversation, he pretty much told me that everything I love about pop culture is crap, and everything he loves are the only things that matter in life. Here is the score. This winner was 27 and 1 is unemployed, 2 has a rented home, 3 has a vehicle, and 4 is an asshole. Date number 2. I will not admit that I found this winner on an internet dating site. Shit, I just admitted it. In any case, I dug his photo and we ended up talking on the phone a few times. We agreed to meet, but I was smart this time. No houses involved. We would meet at a public place and have a public date. We met at Panera at 6 o'clock. Panera is my holy place. It's the place I come for peace and tranquility. Why did I suggest here? Because I knew we could sit and talk forever if we wanted to. As we walked in, he stared hard at the menu, then told me to order first, and he hung back. For a long time. Got it, dude. I'll pay for my own shit. Even though you asked me out, I could have eaten a soup and sandwich at home for free. When the place started closing down, he suggested we go bowling. Sure, I like to roll. We went to the popular new bowling place in town called Blue Fusion. I had never been there before, so I had no idea what the prices were like. When we walked inside, the board said $30 per hour for bowling. And since I already knew I didn't want to pay that much for his company, and I knew he wasn't going to foot the bill, I suggested leaving and going to one of the old dirty bowling alleys on the other side of town. We did just that and spent $10 each. He was not a great bowler, and neither am I. It was okay, but there was no chemistry there. Here is the score. This winner is 35 and 1, unemployed, 2, has a house, 3, has a vehicle, and 4, is selfish. Date number 3. Unfortunately, I have been letting this particular male hang around a lot. I do not know why. Maybe it's because I'm bored or just need someone to talk to. In any case, he was allowed into my home. Pay attention, self! Stop giving your address to people! He asked me if I wanted to do dinner. Of course I said okay, since he did the asking. I assumed he would be taking me out somewhere. When he arrived at my home, I was on my computer. I invited him to sit down and chat while I finished up some work. He sat for 20 minutes or so, then stood to use the bathroom, or so I thought. As I listened from the room next door, I heard my shower turn on. He proceeded to take a full shower. He had actually brought a bag into my house so he could clean himself for the day. When he was done, I walked into the bathroom to find his dirty clothes on my floor, underwear included. After that discovery, he revealed to me that he was going to cook dinner for me, with my food, that I had purchased, in my home. He cooked a subpar meal, made a huge mess, used far more dishes than any one human ever needs, and left all of it for me to clean up afterwards. Here's the score. This winner is 30, and 1 is unemployed, 2 is homeless, 3 walks everywhere, and 4 is a loser. Date number 4. As I mentioned in the last date description, I should never give out my address. Yet, I allowed one more male to come to my home. As a rule, I generally don't tell anyone where I live. Self, WTF, why did you break your cardinal rule? Never again. I knew of this guy in high school, so when I friended him on Facebook, I assumed he would be a safe bet. As he walks into my home, he is carrying a single cigarette. He holds it in his mouth and then tucks it behind his ear. I am told he bummed it off of a friend. He slips off his shoes, and I notice he is wearing tattered old pajama pants and a t-shirt from the marching band he was in during high school, 13 years ago. His hair is longer than mine, down to his ass in fact, and his demeanor is questionable. Within the first moments of conversation, he belched. I got to tell you something. Loudly. Then, he proceeded to tell me he had been drinking for free, since his buddy had drug him out tonight. Speaking of the word drug, he then let me know that he never goes anywhere without his weed, which he then produced from his pocket. I had an asshole with illegal drugs in my home. This dude needed to go. To make a long story short, he made a show of farting in my living room, played my guitar for no reason, and asked if I wanted to make out. I told him that I needed to get to bed. Here's the score. This winner is 30 years old and 1 is unemployed, 2 lives with his mother, 3 has a vehicle, and 4 is a dick. In conclusion, I'm sure you have judged for yourself which of these men was the worst one of all. Am I being too harsh? Am I looking into these scenarios too deeply? Have I become jaded in my old age about what to expect from human males in the dating game? Personally, I do not think so. So for now, I will keep treading the boards, hoisting the sails, and walking the mile, in the hopes that someday I will stumble across that perfect specimen. You know, the one that doesn't come from Marion.